Hello, listeners, and welcome to this week's Heartbeat. Today, my guests are two students from Year 10, Chelsea Wilson and Katie Lynham. Welcome.
Hi.
And they are accompanied by their Japanese teacher, Mrs. Kara O'Neill. Hello, Kara.
Hello. Lisa, how are you?
Good, thank you. Lovely to see you all. We have something in common. We have all studied Japanese, or are studying Japanese as a language at school. Obviously, Mrs. O'Neill and I a little bit earlier than yourselves.
Yes.
So when did you fall in love with the language of Japanese, Kara?
It was grade eight. A random thing at school that we had to study it. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of students, it was a part of my course studies, and yes, it really took my fancy from a very early age. And when we came to choose subjects in Year 9, I thought this is absolutely for me, and I've been studying it and loving it ever since.
And have you been to Japan often?
I have. I was dying to go when I was at school, and when I was in Year 12 I applied for an exchange program and was successful. So I spent the year after Year 12 in Japan, going to school, living with four different host families, and experiencing Japanese life. And then I went on and did a double major at university in Japanese, and I've been going back ever since. So
okay.
I think I've been about 15 or 16 times.
Wow. Okay. And now, Chelsea, have you ever been to Japan?
Yes, I have.
When did you go?
I went quite a while ago, maybe the third grade.
So oh, okay.
Really
all right.
Long time
when you
ago.
Were young.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you remember? What were the highlights?
The snow.
The snow, okay.
A lot of snow, and I loved skiing.
Yes.
And they had really cool shops too.
Yeah, okay. Sounds very exciting. Now, you haven't been, Katie.
No.
No? Is that a goal of yours?
It is. It definitely is, but I'd probably go for like a family trip sometime, because a lot of my family members would love to go there as well. So.
Excellent. Now, how long have you been studying the language of Japanese for?
Well, I started in prep and I've just continued ever since. So, yeah, we started in primary school and it was like just something you had to do. But then in high school you got to choose it, and I've just done it since year seven.
And what about you, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm the same. I started in grade three, but we, like the same with Katie, we had to do it, but when it came to high school, we got to trial a few languages, and I stuck with Japanese for 4 years, I think.
Okay, so you're obviously invested. What do you think it adds to your future?
I really think when you, like, get to see people who speak Japanese just, like, around, it's really cool to talk to them
mm-hmm.
and be able to speak to them in a different language.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Katie? Is it just to enhance your studies, or have you got a particular plan with languages?
Well, it just adds to my overall knowledge, I think, and that's just something that I feel like I can extend myself
mm-hmm.
in that way. So, yeah, same to sort of Chelsea said with, like, meeting Japanese people. That's, like, just great to have, like, a conversation with them. You feel so accomplished and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, that is an accomplishment. It's a difficult language. Well, I found it to be a difficult language. What's the key to staying with your language studies, Kara?
I think it's just, you know, finding that passion and enjoying what you do. You know, the great thing about Japanese is we're a little different to other languages, especially the European languages, because our language is scripted. So
mm-hmm.
it's highly visual. We learn in lots of different ways. You've got the four skills of reading, writing, listening and speaking. There's something for everyone. If you're not particularly strong in one skill, you may be in another.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of developing a lot of different skills that students can take through all of their studies.
And what does a Japanese lesson look like?
We, like, in the earlier years, we would do hiragana, but then we started to learn more alphabets, because
mm-hmm.
they have three. And so we do a lot of activities to sort of, like engage everyone, I guess, to learn all the, like, alphabets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I guess it's, like, little quizzes in class and, like, Japanese bingo.
So it's lots
really
of games. Is
lots
that
games.
Is that how do you get that that learning to be embedded in the memory?
Well, with language, it's all about repetition, isn't it? So
yeah.
The more we use our language, the better we get at it. So as a student, myself who lived in Japan through immersion, it's the constant repetition and hearing the words and hearing the concepts over and over again. So we do a lot of work in each of our lessons in repeating language, reading it, seeing it, writing it, so addressing the different macro skills, you know, and that way students, I think the more you use it, the more you remember it. So every lesson is that there's a lot of repeating, there's a lot of asking questions, isn't there? So students are drawing on that knowledge and using the language regularly.
Now, having taught Japanese for a while, what's common among Japanese students? What in your observations over the years, who are the students who continue to have that passion for learning a language, particularly Japanese?
Well, Japanese students are curious. They're interested, they're passionate about the subject, they usually have a desire to travel, they're open-minded, they want to meet people from different cultures, they've got great memories because they're using their language and they're applying those techniques across their subjects. They're just great people, and wonderful people, and obviously being able to go on a study tour is just another experience with their language. That's the ultimate, isn't it? Being able to go over to Japan, and in the future I hope we can do that.
Let's hope. Okay, well, I wish you all the best for your continued studies in Japanese throughout your senior years. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you very much.